the last 6 weeks have obviously been very eventful around our community outside of the hurricane and kind of that normal response that we may deal with a little more often. We've had the protest. We had an officer in your department come under a little bit of attention for a tattoo that he had. So just from the police department's perspective, what have the last few weeks been like?
Well, you just summarized it pretty well. I mean, it's been a busy start to the fall semester and starting things off with a series of protest events that had obviously a significant emotional impact on our community, and our department is part of the community, so we share those impacts, but also a significant drain on resources. You know, you've covered enough of our large-scale events to know that those are all hands on deck kind of events. So if we have whether it's a Halloween event or a Duke UNC celebration or a large scale protest or demonstration, that's not just police officers. That's a number of town staff and area partners. So it was a pretty grueling start to the fall semester.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what that resource strain has been kind of tangibly? I know in a past conversation you mentioned, or with the town council presentation, I should say, that a few shifts had to be called back in. Has that alleviated a little bit since we haven't had the regular kind of weekend protests that we had for a little while?
Well, it has, and but just as Murphy's Law would have it, the way those events downtown and on McCorkle Place happened to fall on the calendar, these same shifts were called back every single time. And those are on their days off, which means that not only do they have their normal work days, but on those precious few days off that they enjoy, they were back here managing those events. And that does have a cumulative fatigue effect. And, of course, that's what they sign on for, and they do it well. But we do try to pay special care to the fact that those are emotionally and physically demanding events, and we like to keep an eye on our employees and make sure their wellness is in the forefront of our mind.
Outside of that kind of normal policing activity, you have also been involved in that town council presentation, some other community conversations. What have you been hearing from the community during the last few weeks?
Well, as you might imagine, a mixed bag. I mean, obviously folks are very interested and concerned about what the resolution is with respect to Silent Sam, and that's something over which we have very little influence, but we certainly have interest in that resolution. And lots of questions about what our planning processes look like for these large-scale events. How do our relationships with surrounding agencies look when we have them come assist us for this kind of event? Because I mean, these protest events have been of a different tenor than a Halloween event or a Duke UNC celebration. It's not the same kind of event, even though the resource demands are very similar.
Mm-hmm. And those other departments seem to have caused some of the community conversation and those resources being brought in. Have you been pleased with the work of Chapel Hill police officers specifically?
Always. I mean, I think our officers have, for many, many years and through a wide-ranging body of work, have demonstrated that they know how to police in this community in a way that meets our community's interests. And that's not to disparage the performance of other agencies. I mean, that's what after-action reviews are for, and we are certainly in the midst of ours, and I know the other participating agencies are doing theirs too. But what I do think is officers who work in this community full-time understand the expectations of the community we serve, perhaps have a little more well-honed ability to read a crowd or to pick up on the tone of an event. And that's not something you can teach. You develop that through experience. And I've been very, very proud of all of our Town of Chapel Hill employees who have worked long and hard to manage these events for the last 6 weeks.
One Chapel Hill police officer drew the attention on social media of some, and eventually through the town, of a tattoo that was on his arm that had been affiliated with and what's been described as an anti-government group. Is there any update on, I know there was a review going on and that he had been placed on leave. Is there an update on his status?
There's really not, and that's not to be evasive. There's nothing new to say at this point. And as you know, I'm very much constrained by what I can say about any personnel action. Mm-hmm. What I would say is that that we take any matter that raises that level of community interest very seriously, and we will conclude that process with the appropriate outcome.
I went back and I knew that I had done this story a few years ago. It turns out it was August of 2015. I did a story about the relationship between UNC and Chapel Hill, the police departments from each entity. And you and Chief McCracken from UNC had both used the word that your relationship was envied by other places across the state with a town and university working closely together. Has there been any strain on that relationship over the course of the last few weeks as UNC is obviously leading the enforcement aspect of this since it's their jurisdiction, but there's been so much community concern?
No, our relationship is strengthened. We rely on each other to be successful in this community. And there are, you know, for as you just identified, I mean, the events that happen on McCorkle Place are under UNC's authority and command, and events that happen on Franklin Street or on Peace and Justice or elsewhere in the communities under Chapel Hill Police Command. And those are separate but very much intertwined and related events. And it's times like this that that relationship is tested and strengthened. And I believe we are still the envy of most college towns with respect to how that works together.
Whenever you're talking about the after-action report, how has that kind of debriefing going on now that y'all have had some time where there haven't been these constant protests? Has there been anything identified so far that you're able to share with us?
Well, I touched on it a little bit before, and I think I appreciate the opportunity to speak to this because I think you've heard us in a variety of town events or after any number of town events the last few years talk about being a learning organization. And we are certainly that, and we take after-action reviews and lessons learned as a way of doing normal business. So, you know, one of the things I touched on a little bit before, and again, this is not to disparage any of the agencies that come from all over the state to help us. We need them sometimes. But what we also know is the the capability of our local officers to manage crowds, I think, is second to none. And their familiarity with the tone and tenor that's expected in our community is second to none. So we have been thinking about how do we scale up our own crowd management capabilities in a way that's consistent with our community values so we don't have to necessarily rely on other agencies to provide that resource for us. And that's a very high-level and preliminary takeaway, but it's one that's at the forefront of our thinking. And I would say, sorry, Blake, I would just go on to say that, you know, I mentioned us being a learning organization. I mean, that is part of how we do business, and that doesn't stop. We are always doing after-action reviews, and they may not have a clear beginning and end because it's part of our normal business. I certainly expect that we'll have some takeaways that we'll be sharing with the community in the coming weeks.
Do you have a general message to the community that has expressed concerns and knowing some of the constraints that we talked about in terms of jurisdiction and other departments and things, what would you like to say to Chapel Hill residents who are concerned about policing activity regarding McCorkle Place and the surrounding area?
Well, I'll speak for Chapel Hill, but I believe I could speak for my colleagues and leadership roles and all of our other surrounding law enforcement agencies. We have to hear from the people we serve, and I believe we've demonstrated being open to that for a long time. So if you have questions, let us know. If you have concerns about something you experienced or something you saw, let us know. We would like to speak to it, and if we can learn from it, we will. If we can clarify, we will. This has been a complicated few weeks because of some of those jurisdictional separations that you and I discussed a few minutes ago. That's not to absolve us of our own responsibility for our performance, but it is also to draw a distinction between what happens on McCorkle Place versus what happens elsewhere in the community. And so those after-action reviews, you know, the the strength of our takeaways will be dependent upon how well we communicate with our area partners on information sharing, too, and I have great confidence we'll do that well. One other thing I would like to say, Blake, before we wrap up, is you were asking about the effects on our employees, and our employees are second to none. And I do want to just also talk about the effects of a stressful series of events on those employees' families. They read the newspaper, they look at websites too, and they see their family members who are town employees having tough questions asked of them, and I feel I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the support of the family members of all of our town employees who send them off to manage large-scale events and support them, and we couldn't do it without them.
Is there anything you feel that we as a community are missing out on in some of these conversations that are ongoing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think on the immediate heels of a high-stress, high-interest event, it's hard for facts to fall into place, and it's hard for a message or a narrative to be clearly shared with the community. I think now we're a few weeks out, and some of the jurisdictional considerations that go into these events are becoming more clear, and I do think the kinds of questions and feedback that I'm getting suggest people are kind of getting their minds around how things transpired over the course of those couple of weeks. So what I would just reiterate is, you know, we are here to serve this community, and if there's feedback or thoughts for us, we need to hear that.
All right. Well, Chief Blue, we very much appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Blake.